some changes in the lineup tonight?
Well, move some guys in and around a little bit. We think that we probably didn't have anybody individually stand out worse than anybody else, but we've got some players we think that can bring some jump and some legs into our lineup. Well, we'll move them around. I mean, I don't think that those six guys will stay together an awful lot because we run a bit more of a three-line rotation than the other team. So we'll move guys around and around, and we want to make sure that we've got some balance there in our bottom two lines.
Thoughts on the game that Ward played and then Stahl in game one?
I thought Cam played. He made some real good saves at times. I think that he'd like the second one back, but they had been going high post on him, I think, coming out of the corner a lot, so I think that's why he was protecting that part of the net. I think Eric played pretty much like the rest of our group. I think he was a little frustrated trying to generate some things, and he's going to have to be better.
From your viewpoint, how do you turn an individual like a Stahl or a Ward around in coaching season? What do you do for them?
Well, I don't think we look at it as that one game is the essence of their season. They've been so good for us all year, and New Jersey was very good as a team, and we weren't great as a team. And it wasn't, hey, if those two guys get it going, we would have been fine in that game. I don't think that those two individual performances were the reason that we lost the game.
Ward mentioned in his today's paper, Ward panic. You know, this is not the time for panic. Kind of an exaggerated term in this business.
Yeah, I don't think that after whatever it is, exhibition included, you played 83 games, that now's the time. And I think the term panic is, and what they relate to that is change a bunch of things because tonight didn't work. At the end of the day, you know, the underlying level there is that they competed harder than I think that we did. So that's not a systematic issue. And then on the ice, not doing things that just aren't what we do well for a living. I mean, you don't want to start forcing, certainly against this team. And this is the strength of New Jersey, is they play this game a certain kind of game, and they wait for you to get frustrated through their hard work and their good defensive positioning to try other things because that's not working, and that never beats New Jersey.
Well, if they competed harder, what do you do as coach to get your team up to that level?
Oh, we just absolutely abuse them in the room before the game and call them names, and that always works.
Is there a way to change it?
I think first is they have to have an understanding of it and an awareness of it, that in fact that's what happened. And once they have that acceptance, that they know that that's what happened, then they bring their level up.
And who are your leaders who you look to?
Well, all the guys that we've always talked about. I mean, Roddy Brindamore has been a great player and a great competitor against New Jersey, and those are the guys that will lead the way for us.
Is Stahl one of your leaders?
Absolutely. He's the alpha male and offensively, and because of the minutes that he takes, he has to be that good defensively as well.
How much can a goalie be a leader?
If he doesn't get beat, we can't lose.
Back to the lineup, is there anything specific you can tell us about somebody moving around?
Oh, no. I can give you everything. Like, I'll stand out here and answer just about any question, but just give us a couple of minutes. I mean, go to the warm-up and you'll have all you need. It's not like you guys are overly taxed all day, are you? Appointments and interviews and things of that nature. Come to the warm-up. No, we know what their matchup they want against us is, and regardless of who goes over the boards, you know, the surprising thing about Carolina Hurricanes in the last 2.5 months of the season is we were one of the best defensive teams in the NHL. And there are two parts to that game. We only scored one, but we gave up 4 goals and a bunch of other chances to score. And that, to me, is where we really struggled. I think so. I think that their level was better than ours. And it's not a matter of not wanting to work hard or certainly thinking you're going to have an easy game against New Jersey, but you've got to get it, like I said yesterday, out of your heads and into your body. And there's no secret to how the game is played. We play our game, and we got to get our legs churning.
You only had 2 power plays.
Yeah.
And, obviously, they took care of both of them.
Yeah.
In terms of the power play, what went wrong?
I don't think that we moved the puck as well up the ice. We put the puck in 3 times on the first puck and didn't get it back. And then twice we had position and body position. So that was exactly our 5-on-5 game. I mean, the guys are there. We're just not coming up with some of those pucks. And when you don't have that possession time, you can't move it around and collapse their box a little bit and get the shots that we like to get. So it's hard to say. The first power play comes at the start of the third, and I think mentally you're already at the point where you're not, it's not easy for you. And I think that translated into our power play.
Everybody understand it's our first game
ever since. We should hope not. I mean, we now know exactly what to expect. I don't think you're going to see New Jersey's game change. It hasn't been over a decade, so we know what they're bringing.
What do you think of this building?
I think it's a great-looking building. I really do. I think the rooms underneath for the visiting team are real good. I like the morning skate, seeing a little sunlight's good. Building's pretty loud, you know. I mean, I think it's built right so that when the crowd gets going, it's loud. It's not quite Carolina loud, but I mean, if they played as well as they did last night, it'll be loud enough.
Is it loud enough to be intimidating?
I don't know that the game has that effect yet. I mean, I think it might drive their team, if that makes any sense,
yeah.
But not so much take away from your own team. And I think, I mean, Carolina's a really, really loud building. I don't ever get the sense that the other team is, oh my God, you know, the fans are coming over the glass. But it drives the home team's legs. I mean, there's a truth to that. So, and I don't think that the game being, I mean, the game's changed a lot even in the last 15 years. It's not the same going on the road. I mean, you never, I think, ever used to hear it's fun to start on the road, you know, and now you hear a lot of coaches say that,
yeah.
Probably because they didn't win home ice advantage.
Thanks, Coach.
All right, guys.